Hello and welcome to Chump Change. It's Sunday the 14th of April 2019, and what have we got, Luke? We've got some news, we've got a weekly roundup and correspondence.
Yeah, and the winners and losers, of course.
And the winners and losers, of course.
So, should we start with that? Because that's always the quick and easy one to get going with. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, start off with the losers of the week then. So, basically, this is a segment where we cover the losers, winners in terms of price action. So, how much percentage they've decreased or increased.
So over the past week.
Over the past week, yeah, a weekly roundup. So, in the losers list, we have OKB coin down 29%, Bitbox token down 24%, and AELF or ALF, I don't know, down 22%. Don't know much about those coins, but a little bit of a conspiracy. You ready for us, Rob?
I'm ready.
OKB token is actually ranked 23rd on CoinGecko, which kind of gives you this 7-day roundup thing. But OKB is not listed on coinmarketcap.com at all. It's not there. And it ranks 23rd on CoinGecko. So it's quite a big player.
Yeah, it's quite high up for a ranking, but it's not listed on another ranking. So how did you find out that it wasn't on there? You looked yourself or have you been digging?
Yeah, I looked myself and I just Googled like what is OKB coin to kind of get a roundup, and I couldn't find any real information, but there were a couple of questions on Reddit about like, why is it not listed on CoinMarketCap and with no responses, no answer. So I don't know why.
Strange.
Conspiracy.
Okay.
Yes. Okay.
It's not very recognized yet.
Yeah, maybe, but it's been around for a while and it's 23rd. On 23rd ranking. So it's, very high market cap coin. So interesting. I'll do some more research when I have time. I'll maybe find an answer for you. Yeah. Okay, winners of the week. So the third biggest winner is crypto.com chain, up 72%. This coin's in our winners or losers frequently.
It's a
volatile coin. All right, next. Next one, biggest winner is Ultrain, up 100%.
Wow.
And biggest winner, Lambda. You know Lambda?
Well, I know the software development team Lambda, but I've seen the coin because I remember that when I see it. So
okay. Up 311% in a week.
What?
It's a Chinese blockchain. So similar, a DApp platform as one of the hundreds out there, competing with Ethereum, Cardano, etc. From China, released quite kind of newish, I guess.
Okay. Just jumping back to the crypto.com chain. Did I get that right?
Yes.
Do you know what exchanges they're listed on? It's listed on.
I can definitely find that for you. It is. So, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
With Shrimpy?
No.
No? What are you thinking?
I was thinking next time, if it's in the biggest losers next week, we should buy a couple, give it a week.
Well, I'm thinking it's worth an experiment that we pick up some to, it's in the biggest losers now, right?
Biggest winners right now.
It's in the biggest winners now. If we see it again in the biggest losers, it's worth the shot.
Yeah.
See what happens. And I touched on Shrimpy then. If we've done an episode previously on Shrimpy.io, which is like a rebalancing automated trading platform. Check out the episode if you're interested in that kind of thing. And also drop us an email at chumpchange@financer.com and we'll hook you up with a month's premium subscription as the developers are kindly let us give the listeners a month's premium.
Yeah.
But the reason why I said that was because volatility seems to work really well in the rebalancing portfolio side of things, in my opinion. So if something is extremely high, I'm going to take advantage of those gains by my portfolio is going to rebalance over that. And if something is extremely low, then it's going to pile in. And then hopefully if that does go back up, then I'm going to take advantage of it in that way and be, you know, spread over to BTC. So yeah, maybe I'll try it with my Shrimpy.
Cool. It's on Bittrex. It's not on Binance.
Okay.
But yeah, cool.
All right. So is that's it for our winners and losers?
Yeah, right. Congrats if you own any of those coins, especially Lambda.
Yeah. That's a crazy.
Up 300% this week.
That's mad, isn't it? So first piece of news I've got is XRP. So XRP was our first investment, and we mentioned that a lot. But so they always seem to have these big announcements. Well, not announcements, but partnerships with big people, don't they? Like Santander, for example, and people that can potentially cause a lot of movement in the crypto market. Anyway, there's Skype and XRP have been hinting about a possible integration. So that would be really good. So apparently XRP have already integrated with Gmail, Microsoft Outlook, Twitter, and Reddit.
Really?
And I didn't know that.
With like kind of tip boxes kind of thing? Tip bots is how we call it.
I think it's like micropayments of stuff, I haven't seen any of that stuff, but like this is just going on some of the news reports that I've been reading, and I don't always believe the news reports, but the fact that there has been some sort of public display of communication between Skype and XRP, I shouldn't even say XRP really, I should say Ripple, but referring to using the XRP token. So the manager of Skype has been mentioning things about blockchain on social media. Skype have been tweeting back to people that are talking about XRP and Skype collaborating. And that everybody just seems to believe in this field at the moment that XRP is really well suited for like micropayments in this kind of way, because takes less than 3 seconds, and that's why it was integrated with Twitter and Reddit and things like that. So what's going to be happening is I'm just trying to read up the last point of this. So apparently XRP is going to be integrated into online games as well.
Oh, wow.
So I'm not sure if Skype has some sort of idea, or they might even do this at the moment, but that you can do multiplayer, like small games but on your Skype conversation. I don't know if that's actually just another rumor, but the idea that I guess you could win tokens and things like that and pass them back and forth, maybe. I don't know. It's all speculation, but the fact that something like Skype is talking publicly,
it's quite interesting actually, because trying to, as someone who lives abroad and I have a British bank account still, when I try to use it to pay for kind of things like online with Skype, it's always a bit of a pain.
It's never
that easy, and it's so having instant and quick access and quick payments using XRP would be awesome. And definitely raise the credibility of Ripple as a whole. And another really interesting piece of news, especially for our UK listeners, is that Coinbase has now launched a debit card, Visa debit card, which allows you to actually pay in store and pay online with the cryptocurrencies you hold in your Coinbase account.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's really cool. So it's, if anyone in the UK actually uses Monzo, they actually have their app, which I actually downloaded and tried it out. The app looks like the Monzo app, so it tracks your payments as well.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It tracks how much Bitcoin you have, all your cryptocurrency, and then how much you've spent and where you've spent them and like the date that you spent it.
So can you actually get your hands on the card now?
I'm not sure. So I should have definitely checked that. And probably not. So it says the development was announced on April 10th. So yeah. I think it'll take a couple of weeks probably before we actually can order the card. Yeah. But you can get the app now, and on the app it has kind of the thing that they can scan in the shop.
Okay.
So you can actually use the app as well to pay for stuff.
I can see here as well. So Forbes have actually done a news piece on it as well.
Oh, cool.
And apparently the debit card has a £4.95, or as most of our listeners are American, that's $6.50. And that's just to issue the card. So that's a card issue fee. That's really cool.
Yeah. I was looking at some of the comments on... I got this from cointelegraph.com, and some of the comments below weren't as positive as we are. Yeah. So actually the fees are quite high. That's one thing. So on Coinbase, when you exchange your Bitcoin or Litecoin or Ethereum or XRP to pounds, you pay a fee for that, right?
Yeah.
So that fee that you would pay anyway on the website is incorporated into the card when you make a payment. So that's a bit of a negative, but I still think the idea of using your crypto like freely but without any hassle is a really good development.
Yeah, it is really good.
Yeah. So do you think I live in South Korea, so I can't actually get one until I move back home. So Rob, what about you? Do you think you'll give us a go?
I'll definitely get one. I mean, I can only imagine the fees being very similar to what they are when if you use the app, if you were buying.
Oh, it's the same. The same fees, you know, yeah. It's
the same. So if you imagine that, you wanted to convert your BTC to pounds and you were ready, you're like, okay, I've had enough of crypto now. I just want to go get out of the wall. I suppose you could do that.
Yeah, exactly. Easier. It's pretty cool, I thought. I thought it was a really good development.
Yeah.
And
I like it. I like
definitely
it.
When it's released, Rob, you should get it and do it. We'll do a review.
I will, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll get the app as well. Like, I'm quite interested to, I didn't know that the app was already out there.
Yeah, I got it earlier today. But I couldn't use it all because I haven't got a British phone number, so.
Okay.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
Awesome. That's very cool. All right. Do you have any more news, or
it was quite a quiet week. Oh, Bitcoin has stabilized at 5K, so that's good news.
Yeah.
I don't got too much to say on that, but it seems to have become a good support line. So hopefully now it won't drop below that, and then maybe some steady increases from here on out.
Well, there's a lot of positivity out there on the forums, Reddit, Telegram groups, etc. However, from looking at sort of technical analysis, it probably looks like it might go down to about 448, and then hopefully then up to about $6,600.
Yeah,
US dollars, that is. And I think if it does break through that 6,600, then it's going to go up. But yeah, that's the next target, I believe.
Awesome.
Right, on to some correspondence. So got two emails to go through today. One of them is Luke's brother again. So he actually, if you were listening last week, he actually emailed last week. What was his question last week? Do you remember?
Can't remember.
Anyway, have a listen back. So this one, he's got a couple of questions in here. So he says, what the hell does mining mean? I get how it works, but what does someone have to physically do/buy to do this?
Okay, good question.
Yeah?
Yeah. What's his second one?
Second one said, Coinbase emailed me to tell me to get their new card. I did it immediately without thinking. What have I just ordered? That's brilliant, because that just covers what we just spoke about. Yeah. I didn't read this email, so he's more on it than us. And his third one is Football Index. As I said, most of our listeners are in America, so you'd know this as like a soccer index, I guess. He's got free £20 to spend, so that's what, $25 or something. And he's put in brackets, not crypto related. Who should I buy/invest in?
Okay.
I can't really answer that one. Anyway, right. let's go to the top. What the hell does mining mean?
Okay, so Rob told me this email before, so I prepared something because it's a little bit complicated. So I'll read out what I prepared. So crypto mining is a computational process using a complex computer hardware that deals with a series of mathematical equations. Right. But the main goal is simply to verify all the transactions on the network. So if, you know, let's say me and Rob would send in BTC to each other, someone or some computer has to verify that transaction to make sure it's authentic, right? Make sure it's real. Mm-hmm. So that's what mining is. Mining is basically verifying transactions. And that takes obviously a lot of computing power, a lot of electricity, some, you know, cost a lot of money. But so if you do that, if you're willing to, you know, be the verifier, you get rewarded, and you get rewarded with a coin. So all those miners are, what they do is verify transactions, and then by being a part of the system, they get rewarded with that coin. It's not cheap, especially if you want to mine a valuable coin like Bitcoin, for example. You'll need a lot of computer power.
Yeah,
factories full of miners, you know, kind of GPUs, or, you know, just running constantly.
Well, these days, but that was not the case at the beginning.
Yeah, at the beginning, people were doing on their computers. There's a story, right? The guy in Newport who threw out his computer and it had how many thousands of Bitcoin?
So a place, Newport in South Wales, UK. This guy threw out his hard drive, and I think he had 10,000 Bitcoin on there, or something like that.
That's wild.
And he was pulling up all these petitions to being able to search the dump, or the tip, or I don't know what they call it in America. It's basically where all the garbage trucks go and they ditch everything.
Yeah,
writing a petition to go and route through those, but I think you have to just suck it up. It's gone.
Yeah, man, it's crazy. What a shame. So his second question was what kind of hardware you need, or how do I do it? Is that it?
He said, I get how it works, but what does someone have to physically do / buy to do this? So to be honest, I wouldn't try and do it yourself. It's just not worth it. You end up paying more in electricity, really.
Yeah, exactly.
There is things out there like you could be part of cloud mining. So so they'll have the hardware there somewhere for you. And what you'll do is you'll pay like a monthly subscription to be a part of a pool of people that do it. And then if a Bitcoin, for example, is successfully mined, everybody that was in that pool of people that were mining it will get a portion of that Bitcoin.
Yeah.
However, I think it's probably better and worth your time if you have the money that you would spend on something is to actually just spend that on buying Bitcoin.
Yeah, right.
But that's my opinion.
Yeah. Well, you know, you can't, like, unless you were going to go and spend thousands, tens of thousands of dollars, you're not going to be able to buy enough computer power to mine Bitcoin. But you can mine other coins like Monero, for example, from your laptop. However, as Rob has tried this, it could take months to get one, and the amount you'll spend on electricity is not worth it, right?
Yeah, so I mined I think about 15% of a Monero, and that took months.
Yeah.
And that was on a pretty powerful Mac, and the reality is Monero was at its all-time high at that point as well, and now I could have just picked up probably 10 right. in that time. it's not worth it. It's like that money that you would invest, I would personally, this is, none of this is obviously advice, this is just opinion, I would just put that directly into a coin.
Yeah,
you're probably going to be better off in the long run.
Cool.
The next one was Coinbase emailed me telling me to get their card. I did it immediately without thinking. What have I just ordered? Well, you have just ordered what I want to order. And if you listen to, I don't know, 5 minutes ago, we sort of explained why. So I guess that covers that one.
Yeah. Basically a debit card, a Monzo debit card.
Yeah. And then the football index slash soccer index. He's got £20 to spend. Who should he buy slash invest in? I can't answer this one.
Moussa Sissoko. Done.
Done. Okay. Okay. There you go. Luke said it. Luke said it. we got another email. And this is from somebody called Minsu. And he says, hey, guys. You've spoken about the Ledger Nano S being the best wallet you advise to use. However, I do have a question. What happens if it breaks or if you lose it? Are your investments lost forever?
Ooh, good question.
That's a really good question.
So firstly, hey, Minsu, probably from Korea. So, annyeonghaseyo.
Nice.
Nice.
All I can say is choa.
Choa.
And that means cold in Korean.
Yeah. All right. So what happens, Rob?
Okay. So if you've damaged it or lost it, you should hopefully have kept a backup of your seed. And that what that seed is 24 words. And they give it to you basically when you're setting up your Nano S.
Yeah.
And to confirm that you've got it right, you have to put it in the right order and everything. Essentially, this just works as a really, you know, good way of encrypting and then being able to, if you can provide that seed, you can like decrypt it. So you could, if you had broken it or lost it and you wanted another Ledger Nano S or like a Trezor or any other sort of hardware device, you can just use your seed at that point to access your coins. If you don't want to get another hard wallet or anything, you can just use like a desktop wallet, like Electrum or something that. Put it in your seeds and then you'll get it in that way. So the main take home point, I guess, is as long as you keep your seed and you keep that safe, then your coins are safe. The Ledger Nano S is just a nice way.
It's a key, you know, basically.
It's a key, yeah. It's like your house key.
Right. So basically, though, if you do lose your Nano Ledger S and also the seed, the 24 words, which you should have written down very carefully in multiple places, then you can't do anything about that. So you know, one of the points of crypto is kind of to make you more independent. So you have total control. You don't need a bank to store your money for you. You can store it for yourself. But of course, with great power comes great responsibility. Spider-Man. So you could, if you lost it, then it's kind of your fault. You're responsible for yourself.
Spider-Man and Churchill.
And Voltaire. Spider-Man, though. Made it popular. Okay, last question. Last email.
Yeah. That was the last email.
Oh, was it? Oh, okay, cool.
So that was from Minsu. So thanks, Minsu.
Thanks, Minsu.
Yeah, wicked. I don't have anything else to add. Do you, Luke?
Hope you all have a good week. I'll catch you next week.
All right.
See ya. Bye.